This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. U.S. and Scottish law enforcement officials confirmed that the suspect in the 1988 Lockerbie, Scotland, Pan Am plane attack is in custody. From Reuters News, David Doyle.
The attack on Pan Am Flight 103 killed all 259 people on board and 11 people on the ground, and is the deadliest ever militant attack in Britain. A US Justice Department official confirmed on Sunday that Abu Aguila Mohammed Massoud Kier al-Marimi had been taken into custody. He is expected to make his initial court appearance in a federal court in Washington, D.C. A spokesperson for Scotland's Crown Office and Procurator Fiscal Service said the families of those killed in the Lockerbie bombing had been informed.
Reuters' David Doyle. Demonstrations over Peru's political crisis stretched into Sunday and turned deadly as a 15-year-old boy died from an injury suffered during a protest in a remote community in the Andes. Remains unclear how and what injured the boy. Congresswoman Maria Taipei Coronado made an impassioned plea from the legislative palace for the current president, Dina Boluarte, to resign. Protesters are also demanding that the scheduling of general elections to replace her and the Congress, as well as the freedom for Pedro Castillo, whom lawmakers ousted from the presidency on Wednesday. Iran has jailed for 10 years, each two prominent Baha'i figures, as part of a crackdown on its largest non-Muslim religious minority. The Islamic Republic does, however, recognize Christianity, Judaism, and Zoroastrianism, but does not extend the same recognition to the Baha'i faith. For additional stories, visit our website.